Hey, Mercedes, turn the music up.
New Mercedes AMG SL. The star is reborn.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Paisola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Paisola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Paisola.
Good morning and welcome to the show. This is Robert Paisola, the CEO and president of Western Capital International. I'm the director and top motivational speaker for Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. Today we have a very special broadcast for you. It's something that we haven't done before. So what we're going to do is I have a very special guest who is a regular speaker on this platform, but I've never taken time to interview him properly and drill down on some of the topics that he is astute at. And his name is Joseph Mojo McCarty. He'll be up in a second. And I like to just kind of give you like an introduction as to the reason why we're doing this. Mojo is the prime example of somebody who is a team player, deals with change management, leadership development. He has his own podcast, and he's essentially what I do. He's a motivational speaker. We work with people. Let me find out. I got a guest waiting real quick. Let me see if it's him. There he is right there. Okay. This is gonna be fun today, guys. You're gonna like this. You're gonna like this a lot. I think you're gonna like this format. Good afternoon, Mojo. How are you, sir?
Good morning, good afternoon, good now, Robert.
Isn't it great? You know, we're so blessed to have this worldwide audience that we talk to. And I've been wanting to get you on stage for a while now, just to be able to let the world kind of know who you are, what you do, and the value that you bring to the business community. You know, there's an awful lot of different people that we're connected to. And, you know, guys, like I tell a lot of my clients, and as I do business consulting and business coaching and life coaching, that one of the most important calling cards you have is your LinkedIn profile. Because your LinkedIn profile, basically it goes with you throughout your career, and people talk about what you did, what you didn't do, and it's kind of impossible to make one up, I think. And Mojo, what do you think about that? Do you agree with that?
Well, I'm a little skeptical because people make stuff up all the time, right?
Okay.
So I'm of the opinion that words are just a start, and. And this is really important, even in our talk, Robert, and our exchanges, as words are powerful. Words create worlds. I full on believe that. But I think it's too easy for me and for others who deliver good words to leave it at that and think our work is done here. Mm. But then I go right to one of my favorite mantras, which is Robin Sharma, who's a high performance coach to some of the most renowned people in the world. And he says over and over, he says, ideation without implementation is delusion. And I'm like,
all right, let me say that. Ideation without implementation is delusion.
Yeah.
That, you know, that sounds kind of deep, my friend.
Oh my word. Yeah. Yeah, and so I've embraced that as truth, because really for me, this really resonates with my own faith journey, where the Bible itself says that faith without works is dead. And I think it's too easy to get those things backwards, where I think that my faith comes out of my works. And in other words, I like to use, Robert, is that my being, if it comes out of my doing or is defined by my doing, well, I've got it backwards, right? My doing, my works have to flow out of my being. And if my being isn't healthy, my works, my doing isn't healthy either. But at the very beginning, at the foundation, I'm a human being. I'm not a human doing. I'm not defined by my business card, my title, my salary.
I didn't plan on going down this hill this quick. So let me, that's really important, but let me just run through some bullet points here. I've listened to hundreds of hours of your conversations. You and I are actually great friends. And just to let our viewers and listeners around the world know, guys, Joe McCarthy is a graduate of Hope International University. He went to Pepperdine University. He was in the George L. Grazadio School of Business and Management in Bray, California. Now, when you talk to the man and you see him on Clubhouse, but you see him on this platform, you would not know that. He has a very, very, very calm and passionate way of teaching leadership, change development, and everything, even down to being an amazing, a musical guy. You're a music guy. I mean, who would know? So you've got a lot of things behind you to give you that credibility. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to tell you who we're going to be talking about today, and then I'll come back and we'll jump right into it. Stand by one second. Great. This is the station ID.
Is the Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast. And this is your host, Robert Paisola.
All right, welcome back, guys. You know, I love talking to Mojo. I love talking to you because you get those birds in the background all the time. And it is amazing. Mojo, you know, we've seen things happen over the past few weeks where, you know, you and I have had some long, hard discussions. And that is trying to figure out not only what the problems are, but what can be done to create true results. And I think both you and I are kind of scratching our heads and saying, wow, you know, I mean, the negative things that are being bombarded on people are substantial.
Yeah.
And, you know, we haven't had a chance to sit down and say, okay, what can we do as coaches? Now, guys, this room is titled Spirituality and Life Coaching. So we're making two assumptions here. Okay. Number one, we're making the assumption that you are somebody who is intelligent. You are somebody who knows how to communicate. You are somebody who has the ability to get other people, or they choose to want to listen to you. Are we clear on that, guys? I think that that's important, because you're the catalyst that we're speaking to. We're not talking to the person at the end of the road. We're talking to you, the person right in the middle, the heart of the problem, of how we're going to assist you to bring you up to speed to get that result that we're so drastically needing. Does that work, Mojo?
That works, man. Works, absolutely. Let's make it work together.
So I guess the best way to do it would be to start off and say, I'm not going to get into my background, guys. My name is Robert Paisola. You can go to R-O-B-E-R-T, Paisola, P-A-I-S-O-L-A.com, and you can look at all my social media. There's probably 100,000 pages about what I've done. Same thing with Mojo. And you can also reach him on LinkedIn. That is absolutely the best platform that we tend to respond to when people want to talk to us. Okay. Yep. So let's just talk about a couple things. Number one, one of my favorite topics I want to talk about is housing, and the abuse of the single family and the lack of fatherhood. The lack of the father in the house that's causing this crumbling effect. Number two, the buy up of all the real estate around the country as investment hedge funds and as a real estate investment trust go in and pick up these huge parcels of land, leaving people essentially homeless, you know. And the reason you would know just as well, because you're in California, right?
Absolutely. Southern California. Yeah.
Tell me what you're seeing down there, buddy.
So what people don't necessarily know about me too is that I'm a licensed realtor, and I have been for several years. That's not my primary profession, but at least I am involved. In fact, I have a house on the market right now that's probably going to go open house in a weekend or so. But that's not my main thing. But all that to say is I do have my antenna attuned to some of the real estate stuff around me. And you're right. You're right, Robbie. You nailed it. It's so much deeper than housing prices. Now, housing prices alone are absolutely ridiculous. I live in a 1,250 square foot house, single family house, which is a huge blessing. It's unheard of, right? For a guy on, basically, I'm single income and my wife works part time.
Okay.
So the fact that we can raise two children in Southern California in a single family home is nothing short of a miracle. And I grew up in
Montana. just so I can be clear, you have 1,200 square feet for you, your wife, and two children, right?
Correct. Yes.
And that's pets. Beautiful. That is to be so blessed, my friend. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and we've got an 8,000 square foot lot. So I'm standing in my backyard. You hear the birds. There's trees. I just filled up our little doughboy pool for the summer over the weekend. So I truly, truly know that I am in the smallest percentage of the world in terms of my own housing situation. Is it a palace? Absolutely not. But by comparison, it is for a vast, vast majority of the world. So I'm coming from a place of full on recognizing how blessed I am and what a miracle it is to own my own home. But I look back and I shake my head going, Robert, how is this even possible? Because when I bought this house in March of 2006, the market was pretty high at the time, relatively high. So my 1,250 square foot home, and this is going to be a number that's going to blow some people away, and for others, they're going to say, yeah, I get it, is $619,000, 1,250 square feet. Now, I work for a nonprofit faith-based organization and have my whole life. So I don't have a ton of savings.
Right.
You know, it's not like the money's rolling in. And so it's going to roll right out.
It's not like you're sitting back like Donald Duck's friend and the money's just rolling in on coins all day long. Gold coins.
Right. I am not Scrooge McDuck, nor am I related to him. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. We gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, with, timing and finances and having a little bit of equity from a condo that my wife and I bought when we first got married, we were able to get the down payment and get our monthly payments down to where it's, and I'll use the word this loosely, manageable, which isn't really true because there have been several months over the years, and we bought this in 2006, there have been several months over the years where I wasn't convinced, I wasn't confident we were going to be able to pay the mortgage and all the other bills in the same month. Especially if there was any sort of emergency, a pet, you know, gets really sick or someone goes to the hospital or the car breaks down or some extraordinary expense.
You know, I'm glad you're mentioning this because, you know, our listeners around the globe. So, you know, we syndicate this just so everybody knows. Everybody knows up front that we record every broadcast, and every broadcast that we do get sent to 90 different countries and gets translated into four different languages. And we do that because we know the power of the voice. We also have video podcasts, and Mojo is very aware of that. He's seen those, and literally they will change your life. They can take your business from zero to I can't even explain. I'll let Mojo explain because I can't even get the words out of my mind. What happened. That happened to me. You know, but you're right. And so in 2006, you decided to pick up a house. And so right now you're saying it's worth $600,000. Well, let's have a little discussion about that. Let's say you owe $200,000 on it. Let's just say you got $200,000 that you still owe on it. And you're like, wow, I'm rich. I've got $400,000 in equity. Or if you say you owe $300,000 and you have $300,000, we'll say half and half. Right. So I call you up and I say, hey, Mojo, I'm going to buy your house. And I give you a big check for $300,000 to pay off your mortgage. And I give you a nice big stack of money of $300,000 in cash. The first question I'm going to ask you is, what are you going to do with your family?
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy thinking the way everybody's out here acting like they're millionaires, but what are you going to do with your family? I understand the numbers, right?
Sure.
But what do you do? Yeah, you might have a little positive upside right now, but for what's going to happen in the future, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so listen to this, Robert. This is a remarkable story as I look back. We bought the house in March of 2006 for $619,000. By June of that same year, so March, April, May, June, in 3 months, the value of the property had dropped in half. Because that was right at the
right,
everything broke loose with all the bad loans in the banks and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And so on paper, I basically lost $300,000 in 3 months. Right. And
that would be a tough one, brother. That just even though if it is just paper loss, you know, because you know we always say it's not a loss until it's done. But that must have been tough on you, buddy.
Oh yeah. So my heart is all over the place. Like I, as you know, I'm a man of faith. And so I trust God implicitly with my life.
That's right.
But I do think, you know, I have these doubts, like, did I make a bad decision? What have I done? What have I done to my family? How are we going to recover? All these type of things. And yet the reassurance came to my heart, Joe, it's not a loss unless you sell, and you're not selling because you live here. Right?
Yes.
You've got a beautiful home with a nice yard and your kids are in a safe neighborhood and you got good schools. You're blessed beyond measure and you're not selling the house. So you haven't lost a thing. It's just
bingo,
a piece of paper,
bingo, right? Bingo. You know what? That is such an important fact for the people that are listening, because guys, what he's just said is the truth. It's so real. He can mess with your mind. I'll tell you that. I'll agree with you right now. It can really, really mess with your mind whenever you're looking at those numbers. But you know what? Now where are we at? Are we past the purchase price yet?
Right. Yeah. So here's the glorious part, Robert.
Okay.
Is now 16 years later, right?
Okay.
It took a full 10 years for the market to turn around, to correct, and all the things that have to go into that. And
right.
I intentionally stayed out of the minutiae because that could drive me crazy every single day.
Yes, sir.
And 10 years after the crash, we were about to break even again. And now, 16 years later, the house is worth $800,000. So I went from $300,000 in the red to $200,000 in the black just by doing nothing.
So now you and your wife theoretically could sit down tonight as you're watching Netflix, if you ever do, and you could say, honey, do you realize we have $200,000 in equity in our house? And she'll be like, oh, you're kidding, I thought we were losing everything. And you're like, no honey, we did it the right way. But then you have to answer that question. Yeah, that's the real fact. But if I sell it, what are we going to get for $200,000 when you can't, you know, a two-bedroom condo is maybe $2,400. I'm just guessing. See, those are the discussions that people don't want to have, because and I'm wondering where it's all going to shake out, because I'm constantly running these mathematical games with myself, trying to figure out. See, look, what your situation does is validates my point. If you just stick in there and you don't make harsh decisions, unless you have a mentor or leader or somebody who is absolutely proficient in giving you solid 100% non-biased advice so that you can win the game, right?
Yes.
Then, and somebody who has that has nothing to gain by your failure or your fail, you know, that type of a thing. And we have, there's a lot of people like that. I'm going to say it on Clubhouse. And they want to they profess to be the leaders and the coaches and the mentors and on and on and on, but I don't think they can coach their way out of a paper bag when it comes to financial stability. But you know, so you're in a situation now where you got $200,000, but you still got kids, right? You still got to feed the kids. You still got to do things. So it's really artificial money, is what I'm trying to say.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So quite honestly, to your point, Robert, that $200,000. Whether it was a negative 300 or plus 200 is irrelevant to my daily life. Because as you said, I can't sell the house because if I got $200,000, I could not buy another one. And even if I could, then I would have to pay taxes on the new purchase, which would be a much higher tax base than the one I've got now, right? So
yeah,
no matter what I did, I mean, there's no place to go. So I have to remind myself on a daily basis that it's what I have now in this moment is what I enjoy. I'm going to mute myself just for a second, Robbie. You go with that.
Okay. No problem. Guys, as I've gotten to know Mojo, the first thing I did is I sent him a copy of one of our studio shoots where we do 4K video and we're bringing people into Las Vegas and we're actually creating a huge library, something akin to the Success Training Network. And we're, we own a large, large film studio and we're creating content that is absolutely magical. And by doing that, we believe, and I've told you guys this from day one, every one of you that are my listeners, that I will never, ever come online and I'll never bring you data or bring you information if it is not something that's going to move you forward. Now, one thing I decided that was important, because we all have our own abilities, is we have a group of people here who are highly vetted, who are highly, highly trained. If we want to teach each other how to become a brand, why not start in our own backyard? For instance, one thing that we'll talk about today during the second half hour is we're going to talk about branding. And I'm going to explain to you how one of these.
I don't have any, so I just got to get some.
Oh, that's okay. Hold on, guys. We're fine. I'm going to explain to you guys how doing one podcast on this platform can be heard all over the world in all different areas and bring you tremendous amounts of money. And if you do what we say, it will be nothing for you to make $10,000. I mean, that's just because sponsors want to work with you. That's reality. Okay. So that's what's called branding. But I want you to understand that these people that we have on this app, like Mojo, right? They bring value. They come to the room and Mojo will talk. But what's it like to dig down deep inside Mojo and say, you know what? Tell us about where you've been. Tell us about where you're going. Tell us about what some of your goals are. So Mojo, there's my questions for you, brother. Tell us about what your thesis is about where you're going to end up with this whole social audio slash now in work in conjunction with Western Capital and your corporation. I can't say it because of a confidentiality agreement, but the group of the National Motivational Speakers group that we're working with, where do you see it all going, my friend? Yeah, we are a little off. If you want to go ahead and yeah, it looks like it kind of died out a little bit. There we go.
All right.
Now it's
really, there we go.
There we okay. are, buddy.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Technical difficulties.
Did you hear the question? Did you hear the question?
Ask the question again, please. I'm sorry about that.
What I was saying is now you've come in to this wonderful place called Wisdom, like I have, and you've gotten to know a few people. And one of the things I want to talk about during the second half of the show is I want to talk about branding and about how you could take a podcast from Wisdom, basically turn it into a full-on podcast, syndicate it all over the world, put it in different languages, and make money on it and actually spend time. And this is important, continue to still do what you do by showing up and supporting your friends, right?
Yeah.
That's it. So I want to know what your vision is. You came in, you've seen things, right? You've seen how this is not Clubhouse, but you've also what I've seen is I've seen as you've kind of coached me, you've narrowed your way through the streets a little bit. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So wow, this is fabulous. So just like Mickey Mouse in my picture, I am all ears, Robert, because this is my journey. You're speaking my language, and we didn't even. we didn't even prep for this talk. You just texted me this morning, said you want to go, and I said, let's go. So here we are.
That's power. That's powerful, brother. When you can do that, you can name your price.
Well, there's a couple of things going on here, and one is, as I just reflect on what we've done just this morning already, is that you initiated, so you invited me to be part of a live talk. I responded, right? Okay, let's go. We didn't really talk about even what the topic would be. We just know that together we can create something that has a value. We can give value to the community that tunes in. Full on believe that. And because I believe it, then that's why we can do it, right? Because we have a history. We have a friendship. There's a relationship of trust here. And as Stephen Covey Jr. says, you know, trust makes things go faster and less expensive. So here we are. We're living that out, right?
Yes.
So the speed of trust right here on display. And then you start saying, which I didn't know you were going to say, that did you know, people, that you can take your talks on wisdom when you're bringing the value, you can brand it, you can syndicate it, and you can make a living for you and your family, and you can provide for the causes that you believe in. And Robert, I've been praying for that for my whole life, right? Because I am a brander. I'm a marketing guy for a living. I do branding for a nonprofit faith-based organization, which I have done since I was in my 20s.
Sure.
But I don't know what you know. So you now are inviting me into a world that I really, really want to learn about. But I'm just like on the outside peeking in, like, what's the secret sauce? Where's the door? Where's the book that I push in the bookcase that opens the door into this world? And now you're saying, hey, Joe, I'm in the inside. You want to come join me? I'm like, come on. Are you serious?
Yeah. And you know what? It took me a while. I'll tell you, you know, it finally clicked with me about 2 years ago when I figured, number one, sponsorships, number two, syndication. And those two things changed my world, because most people would think, okay, I'm opening a room in a place like Wisdom or Clubhouse, and on Clubhouse I have 3,000 people, and on Wisdom we'll have maybe 300 or 400, and then that's it. That's the end of it. That's the end of where it starts. That's the end of where it goes. The conversation was great. We had some great guests. People had talked and just, you know, went through some things. No. That is nothing more than a starting point. Like I said, on the second half of the show, on the second half hour with Mojo, I'm going to show you guys point by point. So if you're listening right now, get out a notepad and paper. I'm going to give you some very important information if you choose to take it. Okay. My background, guys, is I was the director of coaching and mentoring at Trump University. And so I'm going to teach you exactly what it is to fix that recipe. I'm not going to do it for you, okay?
Right.
Mojo
right.
can't do it for you. Right. But I will tell you this, guys, that it's all about your network, your connections, putting yourself where you want to be before you deserve to be there. Figure that one out in a second.
Right.
Okay?
What? Yeah, I love that.
And making sure that every word that you write, like in the title, is Googleable. And ready. Mm. We're going to talk about how everything we do, we translate that into four languages, but we also transcribe the data for Google.
Yes. Right.
And so you'll notice whenever this talk will go out on Google, and Joe's going to pull up his own name, and it's going to be bam, a transcription of this entire discussion, line by line by line, guys. Okay. So that's the thing. And what I'm saying is, I think we found the sauce. However, it is not easy. Okay.
Right.
You have to be consistent. You have to create content which is valuable. You've got to have something to deliver to people that they want to come back and say, I don't know what it is about that person. I don't know what it is about Mojo as a coach. Right. But he's who the word on this platform is resonate with.
Yep,
and resonate. I want to work with him because I think he can help me. Right.
Yep.
So that's really, really, really what it comes down to. And that's what I see. That's where I see Mojo all the time. I mean, guys, who in the hell else has a Mickey Mouse besides him? That right there says real all the way to me. That says the guy. There's no pomp and circumstance with him. He's just straight up real, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's give him credit, right?
Yeah, and too, Robert, before you go on any further, I also want to endorse you. Not everybody in this room necessarily has met you yet, and they might be in the room because they know Mojo's talking. Regardless, I just want to say that my relationship with you, which has flourished in just a short period of time, I remember our very first talk, you were on Wisdom for the first time trying to figure out just the controls. I'm on a walk and I'm like, hey, this sounds like a good guy. I want to make a new friend. And so I just very friendly come in and say, hey, Robert, let me teach you how to use Wisdom. And you were so grateful and gracious. And that was the spark of a friendship that has flourished really quickly. But what I've learned about Robert, for those who are listening, is that he's the real deal. He's not just a talker. He's a doer with a huge heart who really wants to impact the world and knows how to do that because he's got experience that I don't have. He's got experience that very few people have and stages and influence and insights. And he's here for free offering information that you couldn't put a price tag on. It's invaluable. So I just want to endorse you, Robert, and say, if you guys see Robert on Wisdom, tune in because he's going to share something with you that you couldn't afford to pay for, or I couldn't anyway. Right?
Man, I appreciate that so much. Words can't describe, you know, how that makes me feel, because honestly, I give it my 100%. I don't do it. But, yeah. You know, there's so many people that call and say, Rob, how did you do this? Or how can I get myself branded so that when people pull me up on the Russian search engines that I'm going to come up and my podcast is going to come up. You see, those are questions that people ask, and you know, we have those answers, but you have to listen to all the steps. And so what Mojo is talking about are some wonderful, wonderful things that I'm excited about. And we're going to discuss in part two. You're listening, guys. This is Robert Paizola. I'm CEO and president of Western Capital. You're listening to Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. Stand by for station identification, and we'll be right back.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Mind, Change Your Life, Change Your Life podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Paizola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Paizola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Paizola.
All right. Welcome back, guys. I want to first of all apologize to somebody who's in the queue. I want to focus today on Mojo because we're going to talk about some really specific things that are going to affect your business. And Mojo and I are going to kind of tag team and work with you. So during the first part of the show today, by the way, today is just for our transcriptionists. Today is Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. The time is 7:22 a.m. in Los Angeles, California, broadcasting from Westwood One. All right, so guys, the big question Joe had was, Rob, I want to be able to get my reach out. Oh, I hear some noise there, Joe. Are you?
I'm in the next couple of minutes, Robert. I will be transporting my daughter to school.
Great. No. That's fine. That's fine. Just kind of hang in here and then pop in when you can. Not a big deal. Yeah.
And so, if I mute Robert, just know that I'm listening. I'm still listening.
Yep. Okay. So guys, the big question I get all the time is, when am I going to be able to make that turn to where I'm going to have listenership? where I'm going to be able to make money, where I'm going to be able to do things that are going to be able to create and take care of me financially for me and my family. Well, let me tell you, this is the starting platform. And as I told you before, I don't care if you're a veteran here. I don't care if you're the CEO of the company. Okay. I want you to get a pen out and I want you to write these things down. Well, Rob, I don't need to do that because I'm a coach and I've got 18,000 followers on this and you got to be glad I'm here. Okay. If that's the way we do it, then you know what? Congratulations. That's the way we'll do it. But for those of you that are interested and really serious about figuring this game out, let me tell you how it works. There's a group of us on this app. We're all highly intelligent. We're vetted. We've been invited by somebody, and we have something to offer. That's number one. And then you can replay this back also if you want to. Number two, when we come in the application, when we come on the app, we also engage and meet other people who have the same values, desires, or assimilate to what we're trying to do. They have a message they're trying to get out. They're dealing with trying to set up a nonprofit, but trying to figure out how to get your money, to get money for their organization, right? You'll find that a lot of people have a lot of similar ideas of what they need. And they'll come into a room and they'll talk about it. We run our rooms very, very carefully because we want to make sure that everything that is said, because we know that it's being broadcast, we know that it's being transcribed, and we know it's being fed directly as if it's being dumped into Google itself. Okay? So let's take a look at number three. Let's look at the title of this conversation. Robert Paizola and Joseph, quote, Mojo McCarthy discuss performance and results live. Now, what I've just done by tagging this in what's called the meta tag, I have tagged this in a way that Google is going to know that this topic is about Robert Paizola and Joseph Mojo McCarthy. So if they type Joseph McCarthy or they type in Mojo, discussing performance and hearing what we're talking about. I then gave it a professional interlude, which was the beginning of the conversation, where I actually had a studio produce what are called intros, outros, and bumpers. Intros, outros, and bumpers. An intro is what it says: "Good afternoon, welcome to the world famous Robert Paizola podcast." But at the beginning of the podcast, we said, "Now you're listening to the world famous Robert Paizola podcast live." Blah. We don't want to waste a lot of time at the beginning. Then in the middle, when we're right in the 30-minute mark, we then tell you a little bit more about the company. We tell you a little bit more about what we're doing. However, we're continuously feeding our viewers value. For instance, if you were in the audience, you heard Joe tell you about his experience with his home. So then the next question is, how many people out there do you think have that same question? Probably a lot. And I'll also tell you this, that how many people do you think deal daily with performance versus results? If you're a CEO of a company, I'm sure you feel my pain. Joe?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. No doubt. 100%.
So it's in the title. And then once it's in the title, I'm talking to the expert. Because what I did is I went to his LinkedIn page, right? And by doing that, I had his entire bio to give validation to what he does, just as he did to me, to tell people that we're not just sitting back making this stuff, but this stuff is real. Okay? And he will be able to use this. This is the win-win when you're talking to people. He will be able, by the way, thank you guys for all the love you're sending up, and I appreciate it.
Yes.
I know you guys are getting this. He'll be able to use this on all his social media platforms by calling me and saying, "Rob, I need the master link." Oh my gosh. Okay, great. So now guess who is now the expert on what we're talking about? Well, right now it's Robert Paizola talking to Mojo. Then it goes to Mojo and Mojo's clientele, students, prospective business clients, because they're going to hear this and they're going to go, wait a second. Oh, yeah, man, I understand. I totally understand performance matrices and trying to get results. Because all I hear all day long from my CEO is, what are we going to do about the Atlanta numbers, the New York numbers, or the Alaska numbers? Right?
Right.
And Joe's been through that. I've been through that. So you guys are getting free information there. That's why I asked you to take these notes and write them down.
Right.
So as you brand yourself, guys, you've got to realize the most important thing is to be consistent. I decided during COVID that I was going to be the expert on overcoming COVID-19. I ended up on the front page of the London newspaper. And if you want to know all the articles, just go to mycollector.org. And you'll see a beautiful 4K video that's worth about $10,000. And I'll tell you how much I had to pay for it. Very, very, very little. It'll blow your mind when you watch it. You'll be like, there's no way, Rob. How did you do this? I'll wait for your call. 1-800-373-8913, extension 702. Seriously, I know how you guys are going to react. So once you lay the foundation, then it's a matter of, okay, the podcast goes for an hour. You're talking to your guest. In this case, we've limited it to one guest, okay? Now, some people, I don't know many podcasts that are on this application that can grab hold of 60, 70, 80 people at once with only one person as a guest.
So true. Yep.
Do you guys understand how valuable that is?
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
So you have to learn how to communicate. You have to learn how to have passion, because that's part of your responsibility to what you give back to your audience, to put stickiness to your podcast. There we go.
So let me jump in right there, Robert. You just used a really important word, responsibility. There's at least two ways I look at responsibility. One is my responsibility, which is the natural sense of what is my obligation as a human being, as a person who's been blessed. What do I do with that? Do I hoard it or do I share it, right? That's my responsibility. And then there's, if you break the word in half, it's my responsibility, my ability to respond is my responsibility. So you text me this morning, you say, Joe, you want to go live? I'm like, I don't care what the topic is. My responsibility is my ability to say, yes, let's go. Let's do this thing. Let's have an impact. Because Robert says to me, Joe, I hear you saying enough talk. Let's do something. And I'm like, yes, let's do something, Robert. What are we going to do? I don't know. Let's just jump in and do it. So it's my responsibility to do something. And it's my ability to respond that really gets me in that space. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. And you know what? One thing I'll tell you, team, not one time did he say, well, what topics are we going to cover? How are we going to be able to do this? Should I go in the house or should? Okay. That didn't even, the whole conversation took place in less than 12 seconds. Okay. Right. Of what you're hearing right now. Okay. Yep. So what you're now hearing is the result of two very confident people who are assisting other people, and other people aren't leaving the room.
Right.
Y'all aren't leaving. So congratulations, first of all, because y'all want to figure out how to make money, and I'm telling you how to do it. So you build the podcast. Now, never, ever, ever worry whether you're Robert Paizola or you're a Joe McCarthy or which side of the stage you're on. It does not matter.
Correct.
Listen carefully, guys. The only thing that matters is, do you have access to the raw data, the raw 4K feed? Listen to what I'm saying. Do you have access to the raw 4K audio feed? If you have that, then you too will play these things that you're hearing me play, and you too will sound like I am. How did I get that? Okay, great question, guys. I'm glad you asked. Everybody, I'm going to tell you one time. I went to a website called Fiverr. 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 And I found a guy in London who made an intro I'll have spell that for you because I know you're taking notes. INTRO. That's the intro to the podcast. He wrote an outro, OUTRO. That's what you'll hear at the end of the podcast. Okay. Now, whenever you don't put anything in the middle, those are called bookends. So all this conversation between me and Joe right now, Joe and I, we just put the intro, the close, and we syndicate it and send it up, and it goes all over the place. We're even on Disney, guys, somehow. I have no idea how that happened, but I don't get it. But we are. And so this is how simple it can be. Because everybody's always, oh, it's so complex, it's so complex, it's so complex. No, it's not. Ask Google, give me a list of all the podcast hosting companies in the world in all the different languages. Okay, I did that, and I spent a month, and I went and contacted every single one of them to get four language coverage. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, I just want to throw in a funny anecdote here. You were talking about intros and outros, which as a musician, I know exactly what that means. But I was flipping through the Comedy Central or Comedy Channel on the radio the other day on Sirius, and Stephen Wright comes on, and with his dry wit, he says, "I wish that my first word when I was little was, quote, and that way at the end of my life, just before I died, I could say, unquote."
Isn't that the truth? And then everything would be all encompassed. Everything would be all encompassed in what your statements were. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's basically what an intro and outro is. It's a quote and an unquote. Yeah. It's a beginning.
Yeah. And you want to be careful, guys, also, whenever you're using music. Some of you are going to go, you know, right. Rob, I want to make sure that I want to have Madonna on my master track. No, you can't do that because everywhere it goes, it's going to get kicked. Okay.
Right. Copyright.
So
copyright.
Even, yeah, you're going to get striked. And I'm not just talking about YouTube. Okay.
Right.
We have a channel on YouTube. And it is called, I'll just tell you for all the naysayers, it is called Epic Economist, EPICECONOMIST. If any of you want to go take a look at that and see how many viewers or how many subscribers we have, it's over 400,000. How did we do that? By just sitting here having conversations like this with smart people. Pretty cool, huh, guys? So, next thing what we do is we then create the content. That content can be created with you and your associates you meet online, you and people who bring value. If you're a coach, obviously people who, you know, are top named will come to you. They'll run to you. Maybe even the CEO of this company would want to be on your podcast, hint, hint. Because you have a voice. Where you lose face and where you lose the functionality of doing this, guys, is whenever you realize that, or you start thinking that there's only 100 people listening to you. You got to stop thinking like that. That is not right, because I'm showing you the way to make it really, really happen. Notice that during this conversation I'm having with you, and as you're sitting there thinking, who in the hell is this guy, taking my notes, am I ambitious? Am I giving you absolute, clear, 100% validated value? Yes. And you're giving me little punches saying, thank you, thank you. And that keeps me going, believe it or not. I don't know what those things mean. I'm not here for any money. I'm not here to get anything out of it. But when I see all those little things you push saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, I appreciate it. It just keeps me moving forward. It's probably a little psychological hat, a rat in a maze thing. I don't know, but thank you. So once you create your podcast, once you create your value, I told you we're talking today about syndication and about delivery and about creating consistent content. For about 4 days, nobody had anything else to talk about, but the shootings that took place in the high school. And it was a big contest to discuss what was going on and who was responsible and what was happening. Mojo and I stood down during that entire time. We did not talk because we did not want to hear about all of the negative things. By the way, you guys are crazy. Oh my God. you know, you never know who in the hell's listening to what you're saying. Do you guys know that? Do you guys know I do seminars? And if you go to my website, it shows you how much I charge. Someone just sent money to have me do a one-day seminar of almost $20,000 because they just were sitting here listening to this for their company. It's not a joke, guys. That's responsibility, though. And I'll guarantee you they'll get the best of the best of the best of the best of the best. They'll get the best that money can buy. They're going to get $100,000 in value from me. But what you've just been sitting here listening to, and it's all recorded, somebody in this audience just sent over almost $20,000 to have me do a live seminar. And you went and you did your Google, you pulled up the forms, you filled them out, you sent them in, and they just showed it to me.
Yeah.
Because of what we just did in the past 45 minutes. No joke.
Yes, Robert. That is fabulous. Congratulations.
20 grand. Now, I'm telling you guys, yes, do I sound like I'm startled? Yes. But is there any chance at all that CEO who cut that American Express payment is going to be in any way dissatisfied?
No, sir. Not for a second.
We're bringing camera crews. We're going to take video testimonials. We're going to get endorsements. This is going to be on. And it's going to be the American Women in Consumerism keynote speaker by a head financial at the World Monetary Fund Fair. So, guys, this is no joke. If you're listening to this stuff, guys, and you just heard what just happened, I almost have to rest my case because this Seriously. Is what it's about, right? I mean, what do you think, Mojo? Take it over for a second, Mojo. I got to get a drink of water. Talk to my friend, Mojo, okay? Go ahead.
So, Robert, as you know, I'm rarely speechless, but that is spectacular what just happened there because you are first walking people through the step-by-step process, which isn't complicated, but it is work, as to how you can monetize what you do when you bring value. And that, you know, it's, and I just wanted to clarify, it's not about how much money can you make, but how much impact can you have, right? And when people see and sense and feel that what you bring has extreme value to them, well, then it's not a transaction about, is my talk worth $20,000? Or is my talk worth $20? It's of what value am I bringing? How do you put a price tag on changing someone's mind that changes their life, which is the title of your podcast?
Absolutely.
And if the things that we're doing truly have that impact, if we can truly help people see things differently and think differently so that then they act differently and they get different results, then it's not a matter of how much does that cost. The question is, how much is that worth, right?
Absolutely. And what I find awesome is that there are people that now understand, as they listen to hundreds of people make the offer, but they choose the one that they want, that they think can get through their group, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, target audience is usually...
Wow. Wow.
Wow, it was right.
You guys see the numbers in this room. Now, by the time we're done, there'll be over at least 100,000 people that'll listen to this. And for security reasons, for myself, obviously, and for confidentiality reasons, I'm not going to discuss the clients or get involved in any of that. But
right.
It's very simple. You just go to mycollector.org, download all the documents, upload it to our payment portal, and it's done. You booked me. I'm on an airplane. Boom. It's easy, guys. But that's what you want. Are you done sitting behind your screen and looking at the world through the lens of a what the hell, the name of that company? I can't even stand to say it, Mojo. Zoom. Are you through the lens of a Zoom company?
Right.
Come on, guys. We're back in business now. We're back in business. So, what do I bring to the table? You just saw what the hell I bring to the table. You saw how we do it. If you want to really, really dig, go to robertpaizola.com. If you want to know what Mojo brings to the table, just simply go to Mojo's profile on LinkedIn. Take a look at what company he's involved in. I can't even say the name of the company because I don't have the rights to say it. I can tell you that I am sponsored by Mercedes-Benz, and you'll hear that, or you already did hear that. How did
you get paid
happen?
For that?
How did that happen? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And how did that happen, guys? How did that happen? Because somebody was in the room at the right time and said, this is who we want. And they reached out. You see, then it becomes a domino effect where everybody else follows in line. So some of you might be in this room thinking, this isn't important. I don't need to follow Mojo or follow Rob. Man, I say is, I don't get it. I don't get it. We're putting up our Instagrams, our LinkedIns, our entire corporate presence to be able to help you guys at a very inexpensive rate because I don't have to fly to your area and stand on a stage in front of 5,000 people, which I'll do. I have no problem, but it's probably cheaper for you to have to do it this way. And this is the result you get. Now, here's the magic question. I just taught you how to create your own financial ongoing destiny. True or false? True. I taught you how to create a podcast. I taught you how to create an intro. I taught you how to do an outro. I taught you how to do a bumper in the middle thing. We'll be right back. And a lot of that's for station identification because there are televisions or radio stations. And we're going to start going exclusively in video. Let me say that again. The days of doing just voice podcasts are soon over for myself and for Mojo, which is why I put $250,000 into a studio in Las Vegas. And if you have any questions, simply go to robertpaizola.com. And you'll see Robert Paizola live, and you can watch the video. And then you tell me how I come across, if that was a good investment. I guarantee you, I'm sure the person who paid for me today watched that video. So if that's the best, that's what I want.
Right.
Solution solved. Mojo?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have seen those videos, Robert, at your invitation. And it is the highest possible quality. That's the best cameras, the best lighting, the setting, everything. It is as good. It could compete with any other broadcast I've seen in the world. And yet you told me very candidly that it didn't cost a tiny sliver of what it looks like because of the connections and the relationships that you've built, right? You've got business partnerships and relationships of trust that have allowed you to leverage in the best possible sense, not in terms of taking advantage of anyone, but you leverage what you bring to the table and barter in a sense, in a very modern sense, with what others bring to the table. And so you've got brilliant people doing broadcast work for you at a fraction of the actual cost of what it would be on the street because what you bring to them. And it's a beautiful thing to watch, I got to tell you.
Well, that's exactly right. And just because it's supposed to cost $10,000, guys, doesn't mean it's going to cost $10,000. And it gets back to that old question. Why is it, my friends, that the people that have money that are rich don't really spend a lot for a lot? Most everything's given to them. Yeah. Have any of you guys ever thought about that? Why is it that people, the people that have money that are financially well off and that have proved themselves, why is it that they don't have to spend a lot of their own money on everything? They even get a big basket of iPhones and iPads and everything else just to go to to go be in an audience for the Oscars. Right?
That's right.
Tell your daughter I said hi, Mojo. Tell her hi.
She just stepped out of the van.
The most important thing in life, guys, is families. I'm Mormon. I'm from Utah. I'm here in Las Vegas. I'm in Utah right now tonight. And I want you guys to know, There's no way in God's name this could have been scripted today. I'm telling you that right now. It's impossible. This will go down in the epics of something that I'll only have to listen to again, and you'll see what we'll do with it. So what I ask you to do is the following. Follow myself. Follow Mojo. Number two, follow all of our social media platforms that you're a part of. If you're not a part of them, I want to know why you're not a part of it, and you need to get yourself set up on Twitter and all the other accounts, okay? You cannot do this business without having those things set up. Please do that. If you need help and we're in a room, we'll be glad to assist you, okay?
That's right.
You'll also be notified whenever we go live at zero cost for you. We're not pimping out trying to charge $100 for have you sit in a seminar. That's not right. The goal here, okay?
Nope.
And at the end of the day, guys, you're going to realize, just as I just did, and I was, it's very hard to get me to be speechless, but sometimes things happen that are godly that you just can't prepare for. And you know what? That was, because who would have thought?
Right.
But we actually, somebody came across this and said, you know what? This is the person that's going to change my organization. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what the problem is. Because it could be, in the way we bill, I could end up owning half their company and building it to a multi-million dollar company. That's real.
Right. So the possibilities are unlimited, Robert.
Yeah.
You know what I love about, so you've demonstrated what we talked about earlier as well, that when out of nowhere, we could easily say a divine blessing drops into your lap. Someone's listening. We don't know how they got in the room, but it resonates with them. And they're like, this is what my people need to hear. They do the paperwork. They send you money while we're talking about it. I mean, this is phenomenal.
Oh,
right? And then you're saying in a very real way, not only is this real, but I don't even know what they want me to talk about. I just know that they have resonated with me. And you read off, I don't remember the exact name, but like the National Association of Women, something or other. And you didn't even stop at that and go, well, what do I have to say to them? You just said,
what makes me think, how did you and I get on stage today, brother?
It's
the same way.
Appointment. Yeah, divine appointment.
My
Absolutely.
Goodness sakes. Yeah. You're so right, brother.
It's this responsibility and responsibility. It's both because you and I both feel a deep obligation to do something to help this world, to help humanity, to help our daughters and our brothers, whether they're in our blood family or our chosen family, or they just happen to be someone that walked down the street and trips and we need to help them get up, you know, and go again, either physically or metaphorically. So there's that responsibility where we feel obligated in the best sense that I've received so much. How could I not give it out? And then there's that responsibility in that ability to respond where you say, Joe, you want to do a podcast? I'm like, let's go. I don't even care what the topic is. And then in the middle of our conversation, someone comes in and says, I want you to come speak for my organization. I'm going to pay you $20,000. And Robert, you said, okay, I'm going. I don't even know where it is or what it is, right? It's the same. It's the exact same model repeats itself in real time. It's
real
beautiful.
Beautiful. And you know what? I'm so glad that everybody was here to experience it because they're like, wait a second, that really did happen.
And yeah, seriously, even me.
You guys heard me.
Wait, what?
Yep. You guys heard me pause. Guys, I love you. I love you to death, man. I'm a little bit shaken up, but you know what? All this is going to do is show me how this is possible. And how I can help you. Many of you ask me for information, so here's how to reach me. Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at Western Capital Investments, investments.com. Robert at westerncapitalinvestments.com. You can reach us toll-free anywhere in the United States, toll-free 1-800-373-8913. Anywhere in the world, use the United States prefix code because we are broadcasting in 90 countries. use your state, your national prefix code and dial 702-219-3624. That's our corporate offices out of Las Vegas. Online, you can find information if you want to go to www.robertpaisola.com or www.mycollector.org. Now, you can also Google my name and see thousands of other things. And I'll tell you what, there's no way all that stuff shows up there just overnight unless you've done something somewhere right. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, guys. I'm not saying I know it all by any means. But I am saying this. If you're a doctor, if you're an attorney, if you're somebody who's trying to go to the next level and you don't have professional help, professional people to move you and push you, I hate to say this, but I'll say it. It is not my job, and I cannot nor will I be paid to push you. It is not my job, nor will I be paid to pull you ahead. It is my job to walk side by side with you at your speed to determine your own success.
Yes.
You see, I will give you all the elements that you need. And there are never two clients that are the same. Cookie cutter coaching, if you will.
No way. No way.
So, my dear friends, Mojo, it has been an absolute honor having you here. My friends, I want you to now, if you really want to get my attention, here's an assignment. Because I, as a coach, am giving you an assignment. My email, I already gave to you. So you have to replay this to listen to it, to get all the information. Your assignment is, what did you learn today during this 1 hour broadcast? And how are you going to create your network? Who in this empire we call wisdom do you think has value that other people will pulsate from and bring their mutual powers to your audience? Now, I guarantee you won't be able to do this if you don't listen to this again, because I'm telling you step by step by step how to create and bookend, and we're not even getting into the video tonight. But whenever we get into video, I'm gonna refer you with Joe in Las Vegas on a podcast, because yes. I know that it works, and I know that Joe and Joe's partners have already said we're doing it. We have to, because
yeah, we have to.
Nobody else is doing it, guys. Name one other person on podcast that is doing what we're doing. Please play this for your CEO. Okay, thank you for the platform. If you want to sell it, I will buy it. By the way. I will not buy Clubhouse, but I will buy Wisdom. Yeah. And that's actually owned by Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban is part owner of this. And we don't play around. If something works, we just go after it. So my dear friends, thank you for the awesome experience that I've had today to be part of your life. Mojo, thank you for always being the friend you are and for always being ready for that. Ready, set, go, buddy, because you know what? Something said to me today, Rob, let's go do this. And you know what? I can't coach everybody. I can't take everybody that asks. So you know what? There's probably a high chance that if Mojo has a client that he needs my help with, you're going to get Mojo's help also.
That's right.
You see?
100%.
We're a big, 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 big team. Guys, it's been an absolute honor. This is our closeout. This is what's called the outro. This is used around the world, and we have it in four different languages. This is our outro. Yes, go ahead, Mojo. Last comment.
Before you close, what the impetus before this talk that Robert and I had was primarily what can we do, right? And I touched on early on in this conversation that whatever we do, it's got to flow out of who we are. So first and foremost, people, we are human beings. So nurture your being so that your doing flows out of that. Don't get it in reverse, because if you define your human beingness by your human doingness, it's going to be hollow. It's going to not be sustainable. It's not going to get you the results that you really want, nor is it going to use you in a way that is expansive and transformative. So start with your being and then let your doing flow out of that. But don't stop at the being part, right? We are human beings, which means that we have a responsibility and we have the ability to respond to do something that truly can not just change our lives and our families and our communities, but it truly can, by extension, by the ripple effect, when you team up with others of like-mindedness that can truly change the world. Yes. And it's not going to happen overnight, people. That's why it has to be consistently showing up and doing the work over and over again. And I love the idea that you go slow to go fast. And what that means to me is that a lot of times you do the work and you do the work and you do the work and you can't see any progress and you wonder, what is this all about? But there's something deep inside of you that says, this is the right thing. This is what I should be doing. This is what I'm created for. And then out of nowhere, a phone call or an email or a person drops in your lap, and you know it's not because you asked for it or because you strove it or because you built it. It's just because you were doing the work. And then God smiles and he says, here's the time. And suddenly you went really slow, and then overnight you went really fast because the door opened up. You were invited in and you walked through and you didn't even know it was on the other side. You just said yes. You just said yes. So people, let your doing grow from your being. And when the opportunity is there, no matter how long it takes, when the door opens, say yes and just walk through. And who knows? The possibilities are limitless. If you want to hear more from me or want to see about my partnerships and the things that I'm doing both in business and the secular world, but also in the faith-based world, just click on the profile picture there of me and Mickey Mouse, and you'll have links to everything that I'm doing. So, and thank you so much for listening, for caring, and for doing something about it.
My friends, you're loved. You really are. Now, yes. Now, you know, you could even go back to the point of why did we title the room Performance and Results? Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Much love, my friends. We'll be talking soon. This is Rob Pizzola with Western Capital. Joseph Mojo McCarthy. Intellectual, motivational speaker, diplomat, all-around guy who understands business and is in the trenches every single day. None of us are better than each other. We're all just co-companions living and existing, helping each other to truly become what we truly deserve to be. God bless, my friends.
God bless.
You've been to the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast. We hope we've helped you get on the road to new books. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook, Clubhouse, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, and Instagram at Rob_Pizzola. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-373-8913 and send your questions or comments to VIP@westerncapitalmedia.com. Until next time, this has been the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast.
Design, cutting-edge tech, and a world-class interior. The exhilarating Mercedes-Benz GLC. Extraordinary runs in the family.
Hey friends, this is Rob Pizzola, the CEO and President of Western Capital. I have to tell you, if you have not heard about Anchor by Spotify, it is absolutely the easiest way to make a podcast. Look, we know the easy ways. With everything, all you need in one place, let me explain. Anchor has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. We appreciate the time you're taking to listen to our podcast. Thank you, and take advantage of something that's free. Jump on anchor.fm right now and get started broadcasting your voice around the world. God bless, my friends.
You've been listening to the world-famous Change Your Mind,
Change Your Mind,
Change Your Life podcast. We hope we've helped you get on the road to do both. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook, Clubhouse, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, and Instagram at Rob_Paisola. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-373-8913 and send your questions or comments to VIP@westerncapitalmedia.com. Until next time, this has been the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast.